And hello again, everybody. Once again, Mike Salmon from the Home of Hope Charity Classic here at the Lanier Islands Legacy Golf Course. The golfers have completed the round. They are now enjoying the post-round food and some drinks and having a great time. They'll have prizes that will be awarded soon. And joining me now is Pastor Avery Head. And Avery, thank you so much for joining me.
Certainly.
Which church are you from?
We're at Poplar Hill Baptist there in Buford, Georgia. Right downtown Main Street, Buford, right across on Shadburn Avenue.
Oh, okay. Great area.
Absolutely. Particularly on Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights. It's a super place to be. I come along on Sunday mornings and make it even brighter.
You just stay at the church and have a great weekend.
Just have a great weekend, always.
You came off the golf course?
Absolutely.
How'd you do?
We did wonderful. We just kind of scored medium, but we had a great time. The course is beautiful. The weather is really nice. It's not hot or cold. It's a little windy for Lake Lanier, but it's a beautiful day to be golfing.
Are you a big golfer?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay, so how would you describe this course? Is it very forgiving or not forgiving?
It is not forgiving at all. It's a very fun course. It challenges you based on the weather conditions, based on the tee box where you're hitting from, and certainly based on where the hole placements are on the putting green.
So the question is, how many balls did you lose today? How many ended up in the water?
Actually, none.
Wait a minute. Now, you're a pastor here. You got to be telling me the truth.
I got to tell the truth. Now, I didn't hit the greens in great duration, but I never hit any in the water. The water was a place we definitely know not to hit balls in Lake Lanier.
Okay, and you would never lie.
I know. Well, yeah, I would maybe. You know, if it was conditional on somebody's life, I might tell a lie, but not on the golf course.
Never.
It's an honor system.
No, that's like for a lot of the golf course is their church.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And there are times when, maybe God allows the preacher to lie about being off work on a Sunday. He goes to play golf. And when he gets out on the golf course, the Lord allows him to hit an eagle, comes back and hit a birdie, another eagle, and the angel sitting there, Lord, he lied to get out of church today, and you're going to let him do all that? God's there. Who is he going to tell? So sometimes lying doesn't do any good. You can't tell it.
It's just not happenstance that church and golf, it's like every Sunday.
Well, yes. You know, golf and church are similar in a lot of ways. Every shot has to be a faith shot, a hope shot. You have to put
a lot of praying,
a lot of believing in it. You got to believe in yourself. You got to really push the limits to how good you are. And you know, as I think some of the trainers always say, the pros say, you know, about their fathers when they watch their sons getting upset about the golf tournament and the way they're playing, and they tell them you're not that good. So why are you getting upset? You really aren't that good. So you got to make yourself believe you're good, even though you're not, and then be upset and then bring you back to reality that you're really not that good. So it's a lot that goes into golfing.
Well, let's get a little bit serious here.
Sure.
Home of Hope.
Talk about
your relationship with the Home of Hope and with Maureen, the CEO.
I'm not sure if and Maureen wants me to tell this, but before she got Home of Hope actually was the DFACS Children's Shelter. And the children's shelter we worked with before Maureen came on board, because we would always bring clothing to the children, particularly do toy drives, bring clothes to the kids, because DFACS would have taken them from abusive situations and brought them over to the center. And those children would come over and they would have a plastic bag or a black trash bag with their belongings, because in a time of a trial or tribulation, they couldn't pack a bag. They'd actually have to just get a plastic bag to bring their clothes in. So we would come in, we'd bring them, seriously, underwear, pajamas, and things of that nature, so they would at least feel like they had a home. One of my most disturbing times I realized that we were instrumental is when a couple of kids had gone off to college from the DFACS Center, and they had no home to go back to. They came home for the holidays from college back to the DFACS Center. What I'm so proud about with Maureen is that it's not a DFACS center. It's now a home of hope that inspires not only the mothers but also the children, that you can have a home. You can actually have a place where you can go and come back to from the holidays from college. That's the most rewarding thing. So I've known Maureen probably 15 years, and she's taken over Home of Hope in the last 7 years or so, 8 years, and she's just done phenomenal well with that.
It's got to warm your heart to see the support today.
Absolutely.
And to see what a success today's event has been.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The more we do this, the more people are given hope and inspiration that life can be better. They don't have to settle for a life that is just has no nomenclature to it. It has meaning when you come away from a place where you know people care about you and love. And what I love about this event is the community has pulled together. Just about every business that could be in Buford or around Buford has pulled together to actually make this event a wonderful event and raise some money for the House of Hope. It's a wonderful thing.
Well, you mentioned it was windy earlier today,
yes.
And then the clouds have parted. The sun is starting to come out. You obviously called in a favor today to
I did.
To
you
the
know,
man above.
When we started, it was rainy looking and cloudy. We're talking about the tropical season starting to press upon us, but, you know, prayer works. And
yeah.
I tell anybody prayer works. Just pray. Have faith and let God work out the details.
Pastor Avery Head, thank you so much for stopping by.
Certainly, we've enjoyed it. Thank you very much for having us today.
Absolutely. And again, we are coming to you from the Home of Hope Charity Classic, and this live remote brought to you by Legendary Home Sales Advantage and Realtor Tyler Wendt. For more information, check out legendaryhomesales.com.